All right, Creskell Wallace. Creskell Wallace is just the Big Bear version of the Mann-Whitney U-test. By Big Bear version, I mean we now need a mathematics of combinations that allows us to work with not just two groups, but any number of groups. What it does is it recognizes that the number of possible outcomes depends upon sample size and the number of groups. And so literally what we do, didn't even put one up here, it looks like this, only with K groups. So we've got a no toddlers, maybe a one and two toddlers, and a four or more toddlers. We got four people in each group, which means we have ranks from 1 to 12. And we assign each person a value from 1 to 12 so that we can then operate on summed ranks. The process is exactly the same. The logic is exactly the same. The math is a pain in the ass because there are now so many more possibilities. Because it goes from bottom, middle, top, all the same, and all the combinations in between. There's just a whole lot more possible combinations. The use statistics is computed from the summed ranks. Exactly the same. Now, the summary statistic is called H. I have no idea how they made up what these were going to be. They were all capital letters, and I'm sure they were something meaningful, like named after a graduate student or a child or something. Lord only knows. Especially when it's the British. They name shit funny. Americans, Germans, and Italians, they name shit after themselves. The British will not name something for years until sometimes after someone dies, their students will name it after them. Weird. All right. Same two versions based on what we assume versus what we test. In the classic version, we're asking if all of the distributions are the same. And when we say distributions are the same, we're allowing for differences in middle, differences in spread, differences in shape. In order to increase the match or the parallel between the Creskell-Wallace and the multiple group between group ANOVA, we can just say we're assuming and kind of checked the same things that we would have if it was an ANOVA. Not the assumption of interval data, because that one's gone. Not the assumption of normal distributions, because that one's gone. But we are going to assume that these three populations have similar variability, because the three groups have similar interquartile range. And we're going to take a look and see whether the summed ranks have wildly different distributions. Once we make more assumptions, we have a more specific null hypothesis test. And you can decide how you feel about that. Some people say, oh, that's really clever. Other people say, well, that's fucking cheating. Yeah, both are probably true.